Now to the U.S. President Donald Trump has suspended a presidential commission tasked with looking into allegations of electoral fraud during the 2016 election. The panel, headed by Vice President Mike Pence, faced problems after many U.S. states refused to provide it with data. It was established last May to investigate voting fraud, but met resistance from many states. Trump has claimed that fraud may have accounted for his loss nationwide in the popular vote to Democratic rival Hillary Clinton by nearly 3 million votes. Well, now, University Professor James Fetzer believes there are several cases that prove the 2016 presidential election in the United States was fraudulent.
Well, I've investigated this thoroughly, and Trump is completely correct. I can offer three illustrations. In 2015, Jerry Brown in the California legislature passed a motor voter law so that when you registered to obtain a driver's license, you were automatically registered to vote. That sounds great in principle, except in California, illegal aliens are entitled to buy driver's license and thereby were registered to vote. A second example is that Barack Obama went on to Latino television programs, and when the hosts would ask them about whether the documents would be checked of any Latino voters who cast votes, he assured them, no, that would not happen, and that when they were in the voting booth, they were citizens by casting votes, conflating the difference between casting a vote and having the right to cast a vote. Because they obviously weren't legal citizens we're talking about.